Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
the beginning. it's what happens when you get too many hosts. There's never enough hosts, and today I guess we have too many. What are we calling it now? It's Team of Voices Radio, sponsored by A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. Is that right?
That's right. That's right.
How you doing, Hatter?
I'm okay. How are you, Rex?
You know, minute by minute, day by day, as they say.
The holidays are over. Thank God.
Well, almost. We still have a certain redheaded girl's birthday to celebrate, a bird's birthday, and a whole new year to celebrate. And I think we're even celebrating leftovers tonight. Is that how it's working? Everything old is new, and recycling and making everything good and yummy. There's a talent to that, I think, sometimes, you know. You could take something that... I'm sorry?
I scared you. You're blind and I was deaf.
you scared me.
Well, I did, because I took you in the green room on mute, and that doesn't work at all for us.
Well, the thing about flying blind is when you're flying by the seat of your pants, you never saw out of that eye to begin with. So, anyway.
That's funny.
That's the way my mind works, what can I say? Or doesn't work, depending on who you're talking to.
All right, well, we have a room full. We also have Stephen. Hello, Stephen, and Kay, maybe.
No.
Hello, just Stephen.
Hey.
Hello.
Happy holidays.
Don't sound so disappointed when I say, and Kay, and you're like, no, it's just Stephen. Like, we're happy just to have Stephen, too.
Stephen 76.
It's like you're in 76.
How are you, sir?
Doing all right. Still kind of trying to shake this cold, but other than that, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh.
God help you. User.
Somehow I don't know. I usually get it when I get the flu shot, but I didn't take a flu shot, and something crept up on me and settled in my sinuses. So I feel you.
It's a bugger.
Yeah.
I had it for almost a month. I'm telling you, it's awful. It just hangs in
there. You know, I think the cold is leftovers too.
I'm telling you what. Sounded awful for a month, as you all know. I'm just starting, like, to get back to normal. As normal as I possibly can get.
I didn't think you sounded awful at all.
Oh, I did. So what's your favorite leftover, Rackentor?
My favorite leftover? I don't know. That whole, like I was saying, everything old is new. Leftovers turn into something new, you know, you recreate or refresh them and turn them into something else. So sometimes they're even better the second time around. I don't know. I love steak, but, you know, there's never really any left over. If you put a steak in front of me, I kill it. Potatoes, you know, I guess potatoes, they usually turn into something interesting.
Well, I will tell you, we did every Christmas we do a prime rib, garlic encrusted prime rib. And I usually, it's really good, like I do it, but my husband does. And then we usually take potatoes, like a day or so after.
We cut up the
prime rib, what's left of it. And then we do a stuffed baked potato with it.
Yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm. But I hate turkey leftovers. I can't stand them. Everybody's like, I get a good turkey sandwich. Oh, no, gross. Dry, gross turkey. No.
I don't care how good
your turkey is.
Devil it. devil it, just like tuna. You devil it up, just like hammer tuna.
No. Have you ever had a dish called turkey fusini?
Yes. I like that.
Well, that's like the best thing to do with leftover turkey as far as I'm concerned. I mean, sandwiches are great, you know, but like you said, they could be dry. I don't mind, you know, turkey on bread with even just a little cranberry sauce, but turkey tetrazzini is always kind of fun. It's one of those, you know, look forward to it.
You want to know the best leftover food, is that what you were saying? What's best the next day?
What's that?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf sandwich. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Hands down.
Marvin O'Day.
And, of course, the pizza, lasagna.
Cold pizza.
Those are good.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do the cold pizza. That's got to be a guy thing. I don't know a guy yet that doesn't love cold pizza, and I'm like, ugh.
Imagine yourself with a hangover. Yeah, hangover. Mm-hmm. All of the cold pizza. That's the best thing in the world.
Cold KFC.
So, you know what?
I'm eating hot KFC right now. I'm stuffing in my face, so I apologize.
Some people eat cold pizza because they don't know how to reheat the damn thing and make it tasty.
Too much trouble.
Oh, yeah.
They stick it in the microwave and turn it to rubber instead of putting it in like a toaster oven or, you know, put.
Right.
Sometimes if you put a glass of water in the microwave, that keeps it moist and it doesn't turn to rubber. But it's touchy. It can be anyway. The Galloping Gourmet.
Drinking the wine. He was great. Graham Kerr.
Yes.
He was great. He's great. He'd drink a bottle of wine but in half an hour. Or no, his show's an hour. Great. That's funny.
And Julia Child put butter in everything.
Yeah, Julia. Get it a little warm in here. This is my wine. Do you know Julia Child's what she did in World War II?
She was a spy, wasn't she?
Yep.
She was a sniper. Well, behind enemy lines, I guess. She was a sniper. Go, Julia.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got medals.
Do I have to load your SoundCloud, Stephen?
Sorry?
Do I have to load your SoundCloud?
No, I'm going to read mine.
Okay, I didn't know. I was just asking. You're going to read it? That's awesome. I like to hear you.
Shrimp bisque, shrimp turkey, shrimp.
Is it up on the board yet? Oh, shit.
No, but I'm getting it there.
Boiled shrimp.
I'm on my way. I didn't know if I had to load it or if he was going to read it or... You know, all those other things. So.
Watching the time. Wait,
you
mother said Sylvie is busy. Okay.
Sylvie is ready. Oh, Steven. I have a Christmas bitches. And I'll save it for when you have your dark show or whatever.
Okay.
All right.
You focus on the britches. I'll look at the stock.
It's pretty funny.
All right. This is actually the poem that started the whole 4-line 10 thing because I wrote this, and after I finished it, I hit auto rank and it was already a 10 at 4 lines, and this is what started me to challenge myself to write more of them. And this is about Kay and I went on a good time on Lake Erie for a dinner and dancing cruise. And this is the picture that I took while we were out there. And this is called Good Times Tripled Over Lake Erie Ripples. Of sheet metal freighter horizon dots cruising through chop at noteless knots, stone breakwater veiling left the yacht, tottering port to starboard on an eventide jaunt.
Lady Sweet, running comments, please.
Yeah. So, I'm really in kind of weird mood tonight. You guys got to forgive me. It's been a really kind of weird kind of... It's been a really rough kind.
You know, you don't have to be weird just to make us feel comfortable. You could be weird on your own.
No, like, weepy weird. I've had a couple of people be... I had somebody pass away, and I had somebody else get really hurt. So,
no,
I got a call.
And so this is a really I love this poem. Yeah.
Oh, I'm on mute.
Okay, so I already had her. So you're talking about good times people over Lake Erie ripples. So, can you hold on a minute, Bob? Thank you. And first off, you're referring to a boat, and you're referring to the actual what you had while you were on Lake Erie. So that's amazing. So this brings back, obviously, memories for me and everything like that. And, you know, the Good Times boat was something, if you've ever been in Lake Erie, I suggest you take a Good Times cruise on the Good Time. And I just think this is memorable and fun and romantic and all of those things. And I love the lines and all of that you're going through. I think that's great. So it kind of is very memorable for me. But I also have to say that the skies look a little ominous over Lake Erie. And I'm not sure I would want to be on the boat while those skies are going on. So how was that movie?
There was about a 45-minute delay before we actually set sail because of a storm. Yeah, it was a bit of a rocky night.
Because I'm like, those look a little scary. But, yeah, I love everything about it.
So that's why you take your wife to a horror movie, so she gets scared and clings to you.
No, that's great. I really – and I love the fact that, you know – because the boat is still named the Good Times, right? Or is it different?
Yeah, that was the Good Time 3.
Okay.
Named after Jimmy Walker.
I didn't know they did evening cruises.
Yeah, on weekends they do a dinner and dancing cruise.
That is so cool. I didn't know they did that. Going to have to do that next time I'm in Cleveland.
Hey, how do you guys get away with calling those lakes? Is it just because they're fresh water?
Yep,
can't
that's
call
it.
An ocean a sea. That's it.
There's no outlet to the ocean that makes them a lake.
That's a big ass flipping body of water, I'll tell you. Every one of them. When you can see the curvature of the earth, that's a damn lake. Yeah, and you didn't put nipples in it. I would have.
Oh, good Lord.
And tripled over the kitty nipples.
Ripples.
Oh, my God.
I want to go fishing. I want to go fishing. God. So
now,
I'll
you know,
by you take me fishing.
I think that this is romantic and beautiful, and you are the little snot. I'm just saying. Frank, what are your thoughts?
It is romantic. It is romantic.
Of course, I was going to ask.
I was going to ask what other kind of cruises do they have? For the dancing.
They also do luncheon cruise where you also go up to Cuyahoga and they, you know, they talk about historical facts about Cleveland too.
Okay. Do they take you fishing? Anybody take you fishing?
No fishing on the Good Time.
It's a shame. Trolling. Pick your Papil's pocket fisherman and hang out at the back of the boat when they take off.
Yeah.
This is turning into an As Seen on TV commercial. Ron Papil's pocket fisherman.
All right.
Bring it with you on your cruise with your wife.
Oh, good Lord. Things are already out of hand. Out of hand. I think it was gorgeous. Your poems are lovely. I like the challenge, though. I don't know. I have a hard time even, like, keeping my comments as short as these poems and you're racking tens away. I really do. You're precise. Everything is so good about them.
But the thing I love about a poem like this is you can take a personal experience and write about, you know, your enjoyment of it in a way that, you know, those of us that haven't been on it can kind of get not just a glimpse into it, but feel some of the beauty of it, too. You know, it's a way to share the experience and look back on it. And it's something that, you know, we could still appreciate even if, you know, we've never been to Lake Erie or seen, you know, that those skies or the memories of you know, what you did. You know, you're giving us a window into that, and that's what I find beautiful about it.
Thanks, Rick.
And Hatter, there's plenty of boats that will take you fishing around Lake Erie, I promise.
Oh, I just wanted to see if Steve would take me.
Oh. Well, then, yeah. I'm sure he'll take you fishing somewhere.
He was baiting you.
Baiting? Trying to bait him?
Yes. He was. Hatter was baiting
you. I'm the master.
Oh, my God. All right, what drug? Okay, everybody, we're not sure what kind of drugs Hatter's still on, even though he's been dismissed. Everybody, just forgive him. All right.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I got to head to bed, Jess.
Okay, man.
All right. Thanks, Stephen. Thanks. Thanks for coming up. I appreciate it. You have a great night, sir.
Happy holidays.
And your show is tomorrow, right, with the Hatter? You guys doing a man cave
tomorrow? 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Also,
right.
We have a show at Poetic Slice of Life, too, celebrating the new year at 7:30 p.m. Eastern as well.
7:30. What are you guys doing over there to celebrate?
Just bring some poems about the new year and have some fun.
All right. It's a party. Poetic Slice of Life, tomorrow, 7:30.
Will there be punch?
Sure.
It's always fun. It's always fun. That's a great place to play. It's a great place.
Yeah,
all right.
Good night.
Tomorrow at 7:30. Good night, guys. Feel better, right. Stephen. Night.
Good night.
All right. What else is going on?
I don't know what's going on, people.
Fantasy football.
Nothing else.
Fantasy football.
I don't mean football.
Get ready for the battle of the roommates. Gotta get my game face on.
Do ya? The game face.
Who's your quarterback, Catter?
Mahone. I've stuck with Mahone the whole season. He's done good for me. Really, real consistent. But my roomie has Josh Allen. Who's done phenomenal, big numbers. So relying on the rest of the team.
Yeah.
But
I didn't hardly play at all. Matter of fact, I didn't play at all. I sucked. I didn't know how to play. Didn't know anything about it. But you know what? I will next year. I really didn't know crap about that. Didn't know anything about it. Didn't have a clue. Didn't know what the hell I was doing.
You know what time they have.
It's very simple, very easy.
I know now, but I learned. I couldn't figure a damn thing out from draft day, but you know what?
Okay.
I know now. I got an idea.
Okay. You should have asked.
Well, that would have been an idea. But I like to sit back and watch, and now I know.
Yeah, okay.
She looks for a good tight end and, you know, goes from there.
Hey, I was the Cinderella.
I looked around
went
and it was
in
over.
Cinderella.
Didn't have a clue.
So lost.
That's okay. It's okay to be lost. I can be lost. I can be lost once in a while, you know. Good to be lost.
Lost in the woods.
That would be me. Lost. It happens.
Yeah, but now I'm found. I used to be lost. Now I'm found.
I've been found.
Just wish they would come back and open the door.
Yeah, someday. Someday maybe. You don't know.
Well, you always feel
sometimes
like always happens. There's somebody out there looking for you. You're right.
You know. You never know. Someday something might be done.
Oh, I know. No,
yeah, I'm in great shape. Had five surgeries. I'm the bionic man.
I know. You're the bionic man.
You know, each one corrects something, right?
What's that?
Each surgery corrects something, right? Fixing the flaws.
Somebody got it.
Everyone did a good job.
There you
so
go.
Far.
That's right.
And I have an elective one to have one more or not. I might not.
an elective. You mean they're going to let you choose? Maybe.
Well, I can decide. It's my left wrist. It's my left wrist. But I have damage to that wrist when I was young. And it's going to be more of a issue.
See, I heard your next surgery is going to be breast implants.
That's next. That's next.
Don't get them too heavy. It hurts your back.
Well, he was going to get them in his palms.
Oh, good.
I'll just get some.
I didn't know Thursday night or was going to be so rough again. I'm thinking about coming back here on Thursday nights. And I'm going to have to figure out this audience again.
No, the audience will flock to you. It'll be a sweet discussion.
Yeah, my old boy.
I was looking for in the next year, 2023, how many unbirthdays I have. There's only two. There's one in January and then not
only
again
two.
Until October.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sometimes we had, I think we had a year with four.
Really?
I don't even celebrate regular birthdays, never mind unbirthdays. Every day is a celebration of life. Excuse me, I'm happy.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Give me something to drink and park me in the corner and I'm happy.
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
More cowbell.
More cowboy. Or cowbell. Sorry,
you know,
I said more cowboy.
We forgot to play on Christmas Eve. I'm hoping we can play Christmas, New Year's Eve. Enjoyable dish. What is it? Enjoyable dish? Sweaty balls?
Sweaty balls.
No.
Are we ready? This is my last go. We got a half an hour to go. We're only doing an hour show tonight, guys.
Oh, well then let's jump on it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, go for it. Sleepy. Holding hands,
right.
Isn't he? Holding hands.
This is my palm. My leftover.
It is a palm. How far will I go?
Yeah. How far will I go?
Okay.
Worn leather hands made promises on barren flesh, soothing a fractured life protruding from cold, rotting bones. Green eyes sighed and blue yesterdays melted into oblivion. Radiation poisoned the atmospheric outside of us, sucking the marrow from the physique of our anatomy. Starving through our culpableness to our sexuality. Suns and moons met over oceans and fingers loosened from our hands. Lips missed kisses and the echoes of kindness went deaf. And the sound of thunder drowned out the noise of falling teardrops. Mental capacity is a kaleidoscope of colorful illusions. Wars called friends became the confusion. The longitude and latitude of life is now a triangle. Is now a triangle. The amalgamation of luxury and sin, an alliance, betrayal and ignorance, a dance in the darkness, a waltz of lies and denial. How far will I go to keep my vows? I guess I'll stay here forever, your clown. Simple.
Wow. The idea of
Wayne.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne.
Yeah, how you doing? Just got rid of my company. This is a great point. Emotional.
You want to give us a comment, Wayne?
I thought I'd just comment. It says, great poem. It's so sad, and I'm just going to sit here and cry. So it's so sad. It's a good poem, and, man, you had a rough lifetime with that person, so I think I'd get rid of them. It's a very sad, very, very emotional, very good poem.
Thank you.
You know, the thing I love about it is the comfort that she's finding. You know, despite the sadness that you're talking about and the roughness, there's still the comfort of the sound of the thunder. Yeah, I can appreciate that. We find comfort where we can, I think. It's beautiful, sweet.
Thank you.
Hatter, what'd you think?
Now, I saw the picture. The first line, I'm thinking, okay, this is going to get a little romantic, some memories or something, but right off the bat, it's sucking the marrow from the physique of our humanity. I was proud. I was so proud.
I don't do a lot of romance. Maybe someday I'm going to write the most romantic poem ever. That's my goal. 2023, I'm going to be a romantic poet. I'm going to turn into Virginia Woolf. Louise L. Maycott, here I come.
Well, you know, sucking the marrow out of life is, you know, one person may not find that romantic, while someone else will find that absolutely stunning. And, you know, people that like to cook, you know, that's a beautiful sentiment. Also, Buko. Beautiful, sweet.
All right, Hatter, you want to go next?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, okay.
Now this has an explanation. I did rewrite the one I wrote, I read to you about your prompt.
Oh, yeah.
Was the first draft type. And I started another one without even going to look at that one. So the final one with the prompt in it is this one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cool. I'm looking forward to this one.
It was like this.
Hold on. I got to get it on the board. Calm yourself. Hold.
Cool the Jets.
Cool the Jets. Oh, my goodness. People act like I'm fast, like everybody else around here. I'm not that fast.
That's because they're talking to me.
I know.
I'm the
like, oh, look, she's like Pretty Bird and Deb and can have it all together. No, I'm not that good. Plus, my computer is much slower than that. Maybe. Come on, get in there.
John,
it's in the box
John
on my computer. It's like.
It's a slow white Bronco.
It's a slow white Bronco. Go ahead. There's up. I'm sorry, hon. My computer froze. There, it's on there now. It's on there, I promise. Go ahead or go.
Got it?
Got it. It's on there.
Dressed as an uneven clown. It goes like this. What would you do if it happened to you? What would you take if by mistake the time it took to rhyme? Wow, I'm having a hard time seeing that. Would you try to buy the wings to fly as I would stand in your way, watching me be as big as a tree, hoping you're planning to stay? Molding the meadows into the... I can't even see this. Can you read it for me, please?
Oh, good Lord, I will try.
I'm sorry.
This is dressed as an uneven clown by Jay Hatter. What would you do if it happened to you? What would you take if by mistake the time it took to rhyme? What would you try? Would you try to buy the wings to fly as I would stand in your way,
watching me be as big as a tree, hoping you're planning to stay. Molding the meadows into the beaches, surrounded by the fellows they say they are smooches. My feet wouldn't walk, my lips wouldn't talk. Yeah, nice. There it is. Wondering if I will ever be late. You said you were 9, but from behind, not even the number 8. My point was made, the bill has been paid. I bury my feet in the ground, feeling a little like water-soaked kibble, dressed as an uneven clown. God, that's so hard to do. I don't know how you write it. Oh, okay, good. Okay, I'm going to try it again. Okay, I got to read it again because it didn't read very well. What would you do if I decapitated if it? No, I didn't. What would you do if it happened to you? What would you take if by mistake the time it took to rhyme? What would you try to buy the wings to fly as I would to stand in your way, watching me be as big as a tree, hoping you're planning to stay? Molding the meadows into the beaches, surrounded by fellows that say their speeches. My feet wouldn't walk. Oh, this is worse than Zeus. You're better than Zeus. Okay, I'm going to say what I said behind. I love you, Hatter.
You committed.
Yeah, had the number 8, had sneeches in it. So that was
so good. Yeah. I love you, Hatter.
You committed suicide.
Yeah, and about being like a wall, not giving way.
When you fall into that cadence, it makes it fun to read and memorable. You know, each end rhyme, it turns into like a punctuation almost, you know, and it carries the story forward. I like the references to the tree and the roots in the ground too. That was clever.
Yeah, that's part of the prompt. Standing the ground, not giving an inch, type of thing. I had to sneak it in there. See, I can follow. I can follow instructions.
It is so good. I know. I've heard about your instructions of sitting in a chair, but that's not this show. Now
good
I made
time,
you blush.
Yeah.
I can hear I made you blush, but that's not the show. Anyway,
can we play Sweaty Boss
on New Year's Eve?
Oh, it's Delicious Dish. Delicious Dish.
Yeah, Delicious Dish. On New Year's Eve? Yeah, I guess so. I'm not doing New Year's Eve, but
it's not very long.
It's not very long. Oh, wait. I got to answer Deb. Hello, Deb.
Hello, sweet.
Welcome to the Attic Control Thursday night.
Say that again.
Welcome to Out of Control Thursday night. Things are crazy.
Out of control. Okay. That sounds fun.
It's a tad bit out of control.
We were just getting comments for Hatter's poem.
Yes, we're getting comments for Hatter's Nietzsche's poem. I was about to ask Wayne Jett what he thought about Hatter's poem.
Without saying a word, let Deborah read it and see. And just see what happens.
Oh. Okay, well, wait. Let's have Wayne comment. And then I'm going to have Deborah read.
This is a Hatter poem for sure. It's got the internal and external rhyme. Had a bump or two in the flow, but it still is a wonderful storyline. Great rhythm. If it's read properly, it's got a great rhythm. The way I would read it, if it was me, it would be, my feet won't walk, my lips don't talk, wondering if I ever be late. You said you're 9, but left from behind, you're not even the number 8. The rhythm, like kind of like a limerick could be. It's got a great rhythm to it when it's read like that, but great job all around there. I liked it.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, so the poem is on the board. The challenge is to read it without stumbling. So go.
Yeah, just.
Like, you want me to read it out loud? Cool.
Yeah, read out loud.
Yes.
Hatter's poem.
Go.
Hatter's
poem,
poem.
Just,
please.
Just read it straight,
okay,
right, out loud.
Okay, just making sure. Dressed as an Uneven Clown by Jay Hatter. And here we go.
Yes.
What would you do if it happened to you? What would you take if by mistake the time it took to rhyme? Would you try to buy the wings to fly as I would stand in your way, watching me be as big as a tree, hoping you're planning to stay? Molding the meadow into the beaches, surrounded by fellows that say they are sneeches. My feet won't walk, lips don't talk, wondering if we'll ever be late. You said you were 9, but from behind, you're not even the number 8. My point was made, the bill's been paid. I bury my feet in the ground, feeling a little like water-soaked kibble, dressed as an uneven clown.
Oh, she did so much better than I did.
God,
she killed it. She did. I flubbed it all up. I could do it. I was like, blah, 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 blah. I was flubbing. She should have had her read it from the beginning. I couldn't do it. I could not get sneeches out and save my life. I could not get the what would and the what would and would you. That whole would, what would, watching. The W's, the what would you, as I would watching, and the wondering what, that whole wah, 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 woo, wah, woo, I could not get out of my face.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
So a little
I have had a bit of a few years of practice reading out loud for Hatter on shows, so we'll go with that.
I'm not bad with alliteration, but I am finding that the wah and what don't alliterate with W's. I'm not a good alliterator with what a woos. What are you's and I don't care.
You rascally rabbit, you.
I can do the R's and I can do the M's, but I can't do the what W's. Not very good. You did beautifully.
We love you.
Charlie Brown.
Oh, I'm good.
Charlie Brown.
No, that was good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I'm good.
Well, that would make her Peppermint Pamela.
Peppermint Pamela.
And I recognize the drawing as well. That's Hatter art.
Yeah, I know. That's awesome. All right, Hatter. You did good. You did good. You did good. I like that one a lot. You did good. So, Wayne, you're up next. Which one do you want to go in? You've got two. So I'm going to go with the one I got the SoundCloud on.
What is SoundCloud? I'm sure it's I don't know
how to see it,
but I don't
know what
to
have,
but
I,
any one of them are me.
Okay. Leftovers. Ah, SoundCloud. This looks pretty. They're all, like, yelling at me. Go ahead, I can start reading it. I'm like, are you kidding? Do I look like Deb? Do I look like... No, I'm not. I'm slow. I'm like an old lady.
Easy now.
Do you want to be read? Do you want to be read, or do you want to be proud? I can read if you want me to read one.
I'm telling you why. No, I got it. I'm just, it's here. I just got to take my time. And all right, here we go.
This is called December Meeting. Iceberg Elf. Frame freezing from fire. Arctic owl whispers, fresh and hoo, flower. Peppermint teapot whistles at moist mitten. Lucky ladies laugh at bearded one who's smitten. Hatch haze hue, marbled mangled moon. Berry bacon batter for breakfast before noon. Hobo hands and hairy head, honeydew heated. Sycamore sings to silent sculpture, seated. Ebony night squeak sneaks to shade the shadow. Evergreen screams from liquid load above pillow. Tomorrow's tiptoe trip to Arctic frozen falls. Assistant ambassador announcing
Arrival of cars. In.
I like this. I love an iceberg elf frame freezing from fire. I don't know why that makes me giggle, but it does. But kind of like, that's a beautiful picture. I love the imagery in here. Very bacon batter for breakfast before noon. See, I have no issues with this alliteration. I go through the whole day.
you have lovely, you have a nice afternoon.
Yes, I do. But this is beautiful. I really like this. Hobo hands, hairy head, hemi do heated. Sounds like fun. This is really cute. I really like this December meeting where everybody has
bacon.
To go. And there's bacon with peppermint teapots and a moist mitten. I wouldn't touch the peppermint teapot with your moist mitten, though. You might need some suave. This is very well done.
Thank you.
What did you think, Deb?
I liked a lot of this imagery through here. Like, oh my goodness, the marbled mango moon. I love, love, love that. And berry bacon batter. Berry bacon batter. That I don't know. I mean, anything's better with bacon, but berry batter. But I really like how you pulled the little nuances out of it and brought it to us, like the hobo hands, hairy head, honeydew heated, sycamore sings to silence, sculpture seated. I like the sycamore sings. And in the last stanza, evergreens scream from liquid load above fellow. Tomorrow's tiptoe trip to the Arctic, frozen falls. I know we always give each other the kings and queen titles. Well, you're definitely an alliteration king, sir. This was a fun read. And I see that it is also a medal-winning read. So congrats on that. Fun stuff, Wayne.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
And Rack, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm definitely a Wayne fan. The alliteration aside, there's always something, you know, underlying that you pull through that makes it so much fun to listen to. You got your little story, and everyone's always trying to predict what direction you go. And I just, you know, had to learn, put myself in Wayne's hands and just wind up where I wind up and be glad I'm not the one that's getting killed in the forest. Awesome, Wayne.
How could you win, Dave? Thank you.
Oh.
You need to walk with a limp and get a hunchback. Dang, nasty. Yeah, but what Deb said, she stole my thunder. Mango moon, berry bacon batter, hobo hands. It's very
good. My goodness, she didn't steal that much of your thunder.
I'll hear about it later. No, that's what Wayne does best is cram those words together that makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe the marbled mango moon, the berry bacon batter, that's a breakfast before noon. Hobo hands. And a hairy head. Honeydew.
Wow. Now I'm crazy.
Sweets in Muffin Land.
It's not Sunday night. Keep it clean, guys. All right. Let's get back.
Slather it with butter.
Slather it with butter.
Yeah, everything's better with butter.
Butter and bacon.
Butter and bacon. Yummy. Butter.
Yep.
I think I wrote that one just like butter. Butter.
Just smooth like butter. Butter.
There was something about that. I can't remember what happened. Something happened. Can't remember.
Somebody got slippery and fell down. But that might be a different story.
She's just like butter.
I think that's a different story.
I was going into the message I'm writing, like butter.
Something happened with the butter. I know my dog eats butter.
Had a creamed
it. Goes up and takes it. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, the
had a cream the butter and made muffins.
I wake up with the butter looks like we had corn on the cob the night before.
Oh.
Cat, one of the cats jumps on my counter.
Oh,
I don't
no.
think she does it anymore.
Oh, no.
Did we have corn on the cob last night? No. Cat's looking the butter again.
Ring that bell, Deb.
Oh. What bell? The cowbell. More
the
cowbell.
One that makes better drink.
Anyway. Oh, that's all I hear.
Cowbell.
Cowbell. More cowbell.
What we need is...
There's always more cowbell. What we need is always more cowbell. Oh, that's all I can remember doing. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Bacardi. This is going to hurt.
Okay. Hey, Deb, I sent you something on Messenger on your phone. Just so you know.
On my phone? Okay.
Oh, nobody else. Yeah.
You mean you didn't hire the guy to bring it to her front door?
Oh, it's a photo shoot I just did for a magazine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh, I love it. Oh, my gosh.
You can't walk
it's
in and
beautiful,
that.
Beautiful, and what a great crew to take a picture with. Oh, my word.
It's women over 40 with their dogs. It's 40 women over 40. I'll be interviewed for it here shortly. It's for a animal shelter. So the magazine will come out.
No, it's a stunning picture. The dogs are gorgeous. You're even more gorgeous. Look at that. Oh, wow.
Yes. Look at Amadeus. Isn't he great? Sorry nobody else can have this conversation, but, you know. Put your thumbs up. I thought you'd like the picture.
You know, I'm enamored by the big old smiles on their faces, too. Like, you know, wow. This
except,
is great.
Except for the princess, who's like, how much you paying me to have me? Look at me. I'm the girl. I'm the beauty. Why am I stuck between these two boys?
Oh, my gosh. This is priceless.
Yeah.
Kind of amazing the way you can look at a dog and it looks like he's smiling.
You know, my dogs are smiling. Yeah.
They're smiling because Deb brought presents.
Yes.
Thank you, my sweet.
You're welcome.
You sharing some leftovers with us, Deb, tonight?
Yeah. Ah, well... It just so happens that I had some leftovers for dinner, and then I called the show. And what I brought, it's kind of a leftover. I don't know if you guys participate in the annual Poetry Month in April for Kevin, and you get a week of membership or whatever for doing it. Anyway, sometimes, like you're allowed, if you miss a day, you can make two in a row the next day. And sometimes when you post poems too close together, they get lost, and you don't really get as many reads as if you give them a little bit of time for people to see them. And I really like this one. And if only for the fact that Kay is the super premier queen of commenting, I would have none on this poem. Because it was put in, you know, like two or three poems in a row. So people looked at the last one and they didn't get to see this one. So, like, thank you, Kay, for my only comment. And I have a bedtime story, and it's called The Princess of the Pyre in Hell. And McIntyre, it is a picture of the edge of the wood line, and it's all foggy. And all you can see in the center of the photo is a baby carriage and a raven looking into the baby carriage. And here we go.
That's ominous.
Right? Mist circles the cypress and sequoia trunks, sheltering the black stroller in the trees. Down neath the glare from two hooting owls. Now mumbles and whispers ride the breeze as the ebony crow perches then guards. The long wait makes impatience grow. Darkness births a baby, then light beams, filling the carriage with a white hot glow. Red-eyed infant arrives at midnight's stroke, and the noise is like hisses mixed in a purr. This newborn looks like a sweet little princess, but Rosemary's baby's got nothing on her. With loud screeches, the wings spread and lift, then the buggy just trails the bird on its own. Dark family secrets, hidden till she grows, to rule over hell from her father's fiery throne.
Yeah.
And poem.
Yes. Oh, nothing like evening with a beautiful poem of craziness. Hello, Daddy. Hello. I liked it. I thought it was good. Why that is sad that one just kind of got missed, you know, like no thoughts on it or, you know, because why wouldn't it? Every princess deserves a poem. Her family secrets are hidden till she grows to rule over the hell from her father's fiery throne. Daddy, come here, Daddy. I got something to say. Because doesn't every daughter have something to say about her dad?
Absolutely.
Pictures like that have a sound check that goes.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Oh. I love the line, just newborn looks like a sweet little princess, but Rosemary's baby's got nothing on her. Only because Rosemary's baby was a boy. There's something about pretty little girls that give you this, when they turn around and give you this side eye, you're like, oh, that's not right. I love little girls with pigtails that turn around and give you a side eye. And you're just like, oh, shit.
That evil lion, I'm scared of her.
I know. I just want to go up and shake their hands and go, oh, please perfect that. You'll need it later in life. Oh. Oh, I love it. I love little girls that have that down right at a very young age. Good girl. Keep that up.
I have done that before.
I've done that a few times and gotten in trouble. You shouldn't do that, Pam. Why? They should learn now. It's just not about their shoes. Yeah. I do get myself in trouble, people. You should not talk to 16-year-old girls and tell them. No, actually, I was talking to a 19-year-old girl at the bowling alley the other night, and she bought her own drink, and I told her never to do that again. You're 19. You don't buy your own drinks. You're blonde and pretty. Don't do that. So,
right, and I'm telling you, in my lifetime, I think I might have paid for 5 drinks. So she's really not getting any good advice until you gave it to her. I'll tell you.
I know. I'm like, what's wrong with you? She looked at me like, what are you talking about? You're 19 and you're in a freaking bowling alley. Why are you buying your own drink? And I looked around. I'm like, I'm like, okay. Who's going to buy this girl a drink? And 5 men stepped up. I'm like, see, this doesn't happen.
Right? Right. Like, I don't know how they do it there, but there's a tendency here that somebody buys you a drink, and if you already have one, they put, like, a casino chip in front of you or an upside-down shot glass, and then the bartender takes them back and whatever. Well, I don't think I ever – left and was able to drink all the chips or all the upside down glasses from all the chips that were bought. So, like, she's good advice to her, sweet. She needs to stop.
And her dad looks at me again. And her dad looks at me and he goes, or she looks at her and goes, "I told you." She goes, "Well, that's not right." I said, "Dear, it's definitely right. Are you kidding? Look at you, please. Don't ever buy your own drink again." She just looked at me. I said, no. Yes. Oh, God. I can't believe these young girls. There's a big difference between being a woman and you know, liberated and strong versus don't be too stupid not to let a man buy you a drink. There's balance in this world. Balance, people. Balance.
It was a bowling alley. She had a strikeout.
I used to have women buying me drinks now and then. It's sort of nice.
I didn't say we couldn't buy a man a drink. I didn't say I wouldn't buy a man a drink. What I said is I'm not paying for my own. Do you understand balance?
Oh, I wasn't suggesting that. No, I didn't mean that.
Thank you.
Hatter sitting there
didn't
with
say
his
I couldn't buy
hair
you
and his Adonis thing going, and hell yeah, they were buying him drinks.
There was two that would buy me drinks just to come pet my hair.
Yeah. See, I told you it was in
that
hair.
I've had men come to buy that and to touch my shoes.
Look at that.
Can I touch your shoes? Really?
You must have had that toe cleavage showing.
No, Hatter's seen my red shoes, and he likes my black boots. I like shoes. I like very expensive, very beautiful shoes. Anyway. Oh, wow. Anyway. Gotta see, and it's all because of this home.
You wear the ones with the red bottoms, sweet.
Couple.
Cowboy.
Anyway,
cowboy
wait.
Shoes. Yes. Disappointing.
Yeah, I said, this is...
What do you think of this show?
I like it. It's the offspring of darkness. That baby should be hung. No, I like evil babies, so I don't want to do that. I like darkness in this poem. The couple that I really like is...
I know what you like to do
babies.
With evil babies.
Oh. barbecue. Darkness versus the baby.
This
baby
Good job, good
storyline, and great poem.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kent. Appreciate that.
And let's see. Raconteur, your thoughts on this?
I think baby carriages don't belong in the forest and the mist, but, you know, I guess where else would a newborn... princess go to be born. So it's a creepy story with the raven and the smile and the side eye and the whole scenario. It's a lovely setup and it's dark.
You're right. Where else would a princess go? Thank you, Becky.
Do I feel a sinister coming on in my studio? Hello, sinister.
Hello. How is everybody? Now, you realize what Deb just did in the chat, right? She's opened Pandora's box. How's everybody doing that?
We're good. How are you?
Hey, I'm living and I'm progressing and things are beautiful. Things are beautiful.
Good. That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Welcome. Good. What did you think of Deb's beautiful little chit-chat walk with the carriage poem?
I don't know if he was here in time to hear it. I think the Pandora's box he was referring to was me saying that he asked what the flavor was, and I said it was
any
flavor.
No, yeah, I didn't hear her poem. I'm sorry. No, I didn't read it.
The flavor of the week. Okay, yeah, any flavor. Well, you know, it is a Forrester, you know, 31 flavors. It is sweet
Any leftovers?
Peppermint Pamela.
Peppermint Pamela. Mm. Make a lot of Pamela.
All right, that's cool. All right, I just sent you the piece. I'll do whenever. I'm here, so thank you.
Okay. Let's see what I've got. Let's see. Your turn. Your turn, Hatter. What do you think of the piece?
I'm going to say something. The piece is very, very well written. See the picture of the stroller? When I lived in the Bay Area, I lived on a street called Downer Street, and it was very steep. We were at the top, towards the top of the hill. Now, the neighbor across the street had a newborn baby in one of those strollers, the big ones, mm-hmm. the shocks and everything. And the other little kid pushed it down the lawn, so it somehow hit the sidewalk. It started going down the sidewalk, and in front of every driveway, it would go down and start heading to the gutter, and then hit the other side and straighten back up. It did that all the way down to where there's a slight bend in the street, and rolled into a field. The most remarkable thing I've ever seen. There was a newborn baby in the thing.
Wow.
But that's how durable those strollers are. That have the shock absorbers, and it's incredible to see.
Or else the Princess of Darkness was in there, and she was using her evil powers.
It's just like, you couldn't do anything about it. It just was going to happen. But they just rolled into the field. That's great. I don't think the kid woke up.
Better the field than the road.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I had one of those for my very first child, those antiquated little things. So, it was huge. It was like this teeny, those little tiny baby things. The baby was so tiny in it. It was crazy. Yeah. But,
You could put a V8 in it.
I know. It was crazy. Like, where's the baby? And the kid weighed all 5 pounds.
The crow. Leave the baby outside. Crow.
Sin! You are up to entertain me. Or entertain us. Go for it, son.
All right, well, before I go, I just got a chance to read the poem and not hear it, but I'm going to say pretty much what I just wrote, but I would love to watch you in your creative process to see how you just flow and get these little images and pairings that are very interesting and captivating, and that would be fun to watch. So I enjoyed that.
Oh, thanks, Sim. Don't want to be in my mind, though. You don't know what you might find there.
Well, yeah, I would say the same about mine. I'm not talking pretty much your mind. I'm talking about your process, how you do things, and watching that unfold. Nah, I got enough shit going on in my own mind. I don't need shit. Anyone else is cool. But processes are fun, and I actually got to get really inspired earlier today. A friend of mine came over, and there's a young lady with her, and I was like, talking to her about art, and she's getting a little inspired, she's misdirected in life, and I was like, hey, let me tell you something I tell my kids, you're not much older than them, and got off, and I've been on a tear. I'm doing a lot of writing, doing a lot of painting, and I'm going to give you this piece that kind of came at the right time. I was looking for something to write on, and it happened to be, I already wrote on this, but this gave me a chance to elocute it differently. So, you got it all pulled up, ready?
Yes, I'll pull up ready.
All right, here we go. This is Whispering Deviance to Validate Reason. Reason deadpan echoes the deluded rhetoric I shot a miss. Questioning dams besieged under relentless woe and trepidation. Prolific our portals waxed the tyrannical misgestures you adorned. Upon golden ink doctrines and no infinity's home, Hush, I submit. Grand distances held posterity way too far from recognizable dwarf intent. Twisted cyclones of frustration's eyes furled jet-lined devastation deep. Amidst the pulse beating into lines of cohesion that bleed hearts, dancing wildly from your veranda of overstated affliction, swept downward besieging of my boundaries while dining my worth. Paradigms magnify. Claustrophobic gyrations best or corner shy the vile contempt. Shivered as weak libations sent darkened corner, boisterously and diamond intrusions of dank remnant, hope quivers growth. Developing intent-filled purpose where skin can wash clean. Silhouettes hysteria. Four chambers burned lava passion, lustful wiles you ignited, stupid forefront. Dashboard in the Hizons, I was not in recall fashion. More brushed by a euphemism from adolescence, scarred and visceral dousing of obscure atrocities through evanescent pilfered skies. Turning acceptance into a buoy of grotesque, ludicrous derision born under tumulant tides. Danced with my palpitations drunken and daffodils of your love. Carpeted segue wasn't just places one swept up such shame. Toward penetrations that would down the densest atom, malice, closure, curving. Nuclear fallout is a dystopia of burnt persuasion you assumed. Kamikaze-esque munitions dribbled through fat lip slips. That was the loneliest structures you crafted, wistful demise on time, shattering devotion's nebula until it was dismal, ungodly sore, prolific invocations. Silence grew strained afflictions and murals where life was fading. Cleared paths once brought in overgrown chaotic manipulations, sprinkling life under the depraved gardens of thought, past one. Love's infinity, murmur, thank you, eternal splendor. We proclaim hope and peace.
Sweet, are you muted?
No, I'm speechless. I'm not muted. Speechless.
There's a lot of motion and chaos in this that really adds to the feel of it, I think.
The original I had get the post here, well, not the original, but the leadway into this cleansing is quick. This is quick, too. Actually, this is the first poem I haven't written down on paper in I don't know how long. This one's straight on here.
Nice. Really nice.
When something breaks you and takes you and devours you and chews you up and tells you that love is something is manipulation and hurt and pain and it's something that you become. Someone to be tortured and hurt, and that's love, and that's what love is, and they're your monster, and they're there to destroy you, and that's what love is. And I love paradigms magnify, and I love pulse beating lines of cohesion. This is so powerful. Four chambers burned lava passion, lustful wiles you ignited. Turning acceptance. Close your clarity. Nuclear fallout is dystopia burnt persuasion you assumed. You crafted whistle demise on time. Shattering devotion. There's no devotion in that kind of love. Third path once brought into overgrown chaotic manipulations. Because love is manipulation. Love is, you will do as I say, when I say, and how I say it, and you will know no difference. For your silence is my control.
we spoke splendor and we proclaimed hope. I cannot think of a better way to say whispering defiance to validate reason. Spencer, this is beautiful. I mean, it's just stunning in the way you read it with such passion and glory to kick the teeth out of the person that put you there or the reason. I bow at your greatness and cry the tears of your pain. Just wonderful. Dev, your thoughts?
Well, I felt every ounce of frustration, every ounce of hurt and pain, and the suffering that comes with loss, with the where like there was no control over this loss, that they're just gone and there's nothing you can do about it, and the emotions penetrate nightly, and it's like nuclear fallout is dystopia of burnt persuasions you assumed, kamikaze-esque munitions dribbled through fattened lips, death to a felonious structure you crafted, wistful demise on time, shattering devotion's nebula until it was dismal, ungodly, sore. It was like everything that was once amazing is now just shattered. And I think silence grew strained afflictions of murals where life's fading, like seeing it, living through it, and then being left there alone. Love's infinite murmur bids you eternal splendor, their eternal splendor, but you're left here knowing one day you'll hope of one day seeing again, being together again. It was like I feel like you were getting out your frustration, but also trying to hold on to that hope for the day that you're reunited. This kicked my ass.
Yep. And Rack, your thoughts?
I kind of said, you know, before about, you know, that the motion and the chaotic feel of it. I thought it was great.
And that's a fucking rule. That's because I didn't follow the rules at all, but I don't care. Inspired it. So this is all that matters.
Yeah, you know, Deborah and I had a conversation, I don't know if you remember, quite a while ago, about what was missing in our shows. It was sin.
It was. That dramatic read, in some of the spots, I got goosebumps between the way he read it and the emotion that he was portraying. It was just like, no wonder Sweet couldn't talk by the end. It grabs, and yeah, I agree, Hatter.
It's a lot.
We've
yeah.
missed you, Sin.
Yeah.
Wow. I appreciate it. I'm not doing much of anything, really. I'm writing a lot, and I'm doing art, but you know, I'm finding myself for the first time in a long time. You know, sometimes in life we lose ourselves to take care of everybody else, but it's fuck all because nobody ends up happy because the core person that everybody relies on isn't happy. So I'm changing that. My life is not going to be anymore. Nobody fucking comes in my bubble without permission and my bubble. Hey, love, peace, art. And or get the fuck out, and you know, let's do this thing and live life and be happy and focus on what can be. Man, I'm spending so much fucking time floating in the breeze. I ain't doing that shit no more. It's a catharsis point, you know. We're coming up on a year, so it's not really. I stages of loss because you have, my heart was broken a long time ago. I'm just fucking pissed now. So yeah, strike it out. But it's not catering, you know, to my mood constantly. I mean, you know, like I had this other, you know, I wrote several pieces the other day. And even a love poem that wasn't to anybody, but, you know, my mind is not obscured by anything. Also, by any means. Don't let anybody think that. So, I see you clearly for the first time in a long motherfucking time. I'm burning shit now.
Well, love to you, Finn. Much as we can. I feel. Man, I felt that. Felt it hard. Well, guys, my hour went over, but what a hell of an hour and a half. Thanks. Thanks for coming back on Thursday night. I love my Thursday night.
You really didn't think you could do a show with me on it and stay within an hour, did you?
Well, you know, it was just that temporary. Let's see how Thursday night comes back. And I got to say, I love my Thursdays. Welcome back to Thursdays. Welcome back to Sweets.
Sweet
that was
discussion.
Amazing. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Had a good time, you guys. Hopefully you'll love me back on Thursday nights again. I plan on coming back to this spot. Come January 1st, this is going to be me back on Thursday. So this is where we're going to be. We're going to head out tonight. Everybody stay cool for this coming year. It's going to be a killer year. We're going to have some fun. Got a lot on my plate this year. Got a lot coming up. But this is where I steady myself. This is where I find my home.
Great show, Sweet.
Right.
Good.
Wayne,
yeah.
Tell me what. You take it easy too, Wayne, okay? Love y'all. And this was brought to you by AP Poetry Foundation, you guys. Good night, everybody. Good night, Hatter. Good night, Sin. Good night, AP. Good night, Beb. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Have a good night, guys. Peace out, you guys.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.